and serve on all sides with so-called Christians, make-believe Christians. And we need a deep faith, a faith nourished on the living flesh of the Son of God. I don't know if I've ever said this, but I think I will. My average per day is 3 hours before the Blessed Sacrament. My only regret is not enough time. And please don't think I'm a pious kook. For I want to get to heaven. My lovers get to heaven too. One of the most tragic mistakes we can make is to think, well, I'm made for heaven, I'll certainly get there. You fool. We need to be fed, on the living flesh of the Son of God. And don't tell me we have work to do. The secret of remaining in God's grace is receiving His flesh every day. I repeat it before the retreat is over to keep reminding you. And I can say this with a safe anticipation. When you die, you'll be grateful to be told. Because there is no more secure way of remaining in the presence of God, in the grace of God, when we see the flesh of God every day. You're living in a paganized world. To keep the faith, I and you fathers, to preserve the faith of your children, you yourselves must be, no choice, you must be men of deep faith. And now I'm merely giving your children a good example. Faith is nourished. Faith is fed. Fed on what? Faith is fed on the faith of others. You and I nourish the faith of others. And the more that we nourish the faith of others, we are sure and secure in our own salvation. The Lord Jesus, teach us, we beg you, teach us the importance of receiving your flesh and blood daily. We need you, our living God, who became man, to feed our souls with your grace, because we are living in a world of unbelief. Lord Jesus, deepen our faith by feeding our souls daily on the deepest food of faith that we have, your own flesh and blood. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Copies of this talk are available from the Institute on Religious Life, P.O. Box 41007, Chicago, Illinois, 60641, or call area code 773-267-1195.